Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Declaration of Independence of 1776, it states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Well, those are nice thoughts, but they just aren't true. All men are not created equal, and we are not endowed with any basic, natural, inviolable rights either. And if you don't believe me, then you haven't been taking a very honest or informed look at the world. Please tell me in what way, shape, or form the children being born in the poverty of Calcutta, India, in the slums, are in any way equal to the children being born into the affluence of Tarrytown here in Austin, Texas. Please tell me how the children born in communist North Korea will ever have the freedom and the opportunity that a child born here in America has. Please tell me how my nephew Jonathan, who was born with a condition known as trisomy 18, who lived only 30 days on this earth, who struggled for breath and life for every single one of those 30 days, was in any way created equal to my three girls who were born healthy and have known nothing but health and happiness and wholeness all the days of their short lives. All that one has to do is to look around at the world, to open one's eyes, to see that we are not created equal. And to say that we are is a lie. We are not now, nor have we ever been, created equal. Neither are we born with any inherent rights. Sin destroyed any equality that might have once existed. Sin contaminated and corrupted and messed up God's perfect plan and God's perfect creation. Sin made our lives very unequal and unfair and unjust. Because of sin, some children are born into this world in poverty and violence and disease, while others are born into wealth and peace and health. Some are born with already two strikes against them, and others are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Some children are born into families who love them and who cherish them. And some children are born, well, they're not even born. Their lives are taken from them before they're even given birth. Sin has thoroughly made this world an unequal and unfair place. As such, God has given us some very specific commands. Deuteronomy chapter 15, part of Old Testament reading today. We read, "If there's a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns of the land of the Lord your God has given you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your brother. Give generously to him and do so without a grudging heart." In James chapter 1, 27, we're told that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul encourages the church there in Corinth to continue the collection that they had been taking up for the struggling Christians in Jerusalem, so that they could supply for their needs to bring about some sense, he says, of equality. And Isaiah tells us that Jesus himself came into this world with a specific task of helping the poor and the oppressed and the brokenhearted. We live in a very unequal world. And while it would be wonderful if all people were created equal, and if we all had certain unalienable, inviolable rights, no matter what country we lived in, whether it be America or anywhere else in the world, the fact is we don't. And thus it is our Christian privilege and our Christian responsibility to care for and to assist and to serve other people. Jesus said, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." To those of us whose lives have been provided with an unequal share, an unequally larger share of God's blessings, more time, more money, more health, more freedom, God expects us to be generous to bring about more equality among those who are less fortunate. That's why the first Christians had everything in common. Why they went and they sold their possessions and their goods so that they could give to anyone who had a need. Those early Christians recognized the terrible inequality that exists in the world. And they recognized that they were to be the ones who were God's agents of change in the world to help bring about more equality where little equality exists. You see, the danger of believing the equality lie is that we can then blame the poor and the sick individuals for their terrible plot in life. And we can then relieve ourselves of any responsibility to and for them, since their condition is the result of their own foolishness and neglect. I mean, if we're all created equal, but some folks are living in squalor, then those folks have no one but themselves to blame for their sorry lot in life. And likewise, if we're all created equal, but some of us are living the high life, we can pat ourselves on the back for working so hard and being so smart. But the truth be told, the only manner of speaking in which we are all created equal is that we're all equally sinful and we are all equally deserving of death. Scriptures say there are none of us who are righteous, no, not even one. And so the idea that we possess some inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is nonsense. What we possess and what we deserve by virtue of our birth is nothing more than death. For as the scriptures tell us in many ways and in various places, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. David tells us in Psalm 103 that God does not treat us as our sins deserve, but rather he is compassionate and gracious with us, abounding in love, and that he has removed our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. By virtue of Jesus' death and resurrection, God has paid the price for everyone's sin, regardless of our inequality from birth, and our inequality in this world. God has made us equal under the cross, equally loved and equally forgiven. in his kingdom of grace. But such is not the case in this world. And thus, God has called us in faith to care for others, to bring help, to bring hope to those who have been born into poverty or who are experiencing a life that knows no unalienable rights. Isaiah stated that we are to seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow. And again, James reminds us that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans, to look after widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. All men are not created equal. To believe that they are is to believe a lie. A lie that the world would have you believe, so that then you can point fingers instead of lend helping hands. May we always remember that we live in a fallen, sinful world. A world full of great inequalities and injustices. But God has blessed us. And he's given us so much so that we might now be a blessing and that we might provide for others. May we so live our lives as servants of the cross for Jesus' sake. Amen.